Good morning on April Fool's Day, Monday, the 1st of April. Let's not get fooled today on the pick. That pick is in the NBA. It is a same game parlay. We are using alternate lines to get a minus 110 price for two legs. So that's exactly what you would pay on one leg. But we need two, but we get to tease the numbers to our benefit. So what are we doing? Going to take Atlanta plus 7.5. So they can either win the game outright. And by the way, I think they do. I think they win the game outright. We're going to take 7.5 points. So we can lose by up to 7 points, and it's a winning leg. I'm going to go over to 11.5. I think the game goes over its regular total. But all we need to do is get over to 11.5, 212 and up. We're going to do it for 1.5 units. So not a huge play, but 50% more than your average play. 50% more. So this is a nice, solid bet. NBA has been rolling. Actually, we had a 7-game winning streak, which I did not mention. Didn't want to do that knock on wood superstitious crap. But it lost last night, so the 7-game winning streak came to the end last night. Good time to talk about it. So I'm not expecting necessarily a new streak. I just expect more winners than losers, which means I have 3 bets today in the NBA. The rest of them are over at our Patreon page, score projections over there. I expect to win 2 out of 3. Now, if by chance we lose this one, the other bets are a 1-unit play and a 1/2-unit play. So if we win both of those and lose this one, we're actually going to be down ever so slightly because we're paying very minimal juice on those. Actually, less than minus 110, barely in both cases. But we would be down if we lose the one I just gave you and win both of those. Obviously, if I rank them, I like the 1.5-unit play the best. I like the 1-unit play the second best. I like the 1/2-unit play the least, but I still like it enough to play it. So you have the best NBA play right here. No charge, gratis, etc., etc. NBA has been rolling. We're up over 30 units. Over 30 units on the season, which is a heck of a thing. So again, not trying to dislocate my shoulder because, hey, last couple days have been, yesterday was a spanking of epic proportions as far as I'm concerned. It just was no good anywhere. Just garbage. Complete dumpster fire. The thing's probably still burning. I don't think it'd take a fire department, both trucks to get that thing put out. Whatever. I mean, losses are losses and wins are wins. Got a lot more wins than losses. That's all I can say. NBA, unfathomably, has been the best sport this year since January 1st. It's been the best sport this year. You know, football was already over by then. And actually, college basketball hasn't been bad until the last couple, basically the last couple rounds in the tournament. Other than that, we were really starting to roll. Actually started out a little bit in the hole and then rolled and rolled like a huge stone going downhill. Couldn't get stopped until recently. But NBA's just been a winner from the day one. It's just never been a loser. It's also probably the least bet sport that I have. A little more judicious, I guess you could say, which that's a clue, you know, on how to do it. But hey, let's call it a day. So you have it, Atlanta plus 7.5 and the game over 211.5 at minus 110. That price was at Caesars, by the way. It's not going to be the same price everywhere. I suggest always looking for the place with the best price. Good luck.